This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's news this morning that people who do the ordering at factories are indicating some improvement in Europe, some contraction in China, and in a few minutes we'll know more about U.S. factories as the Institute of Supply Management releases its survey for the month of May. Joining us live is Gus Fauché, senior economist at PNC Financial Services Group in Pittsburgh. Morning, Gus.
Good morning.
So how do you think manufacturing is doing in the U.S.?
Well, manufacturing is doing okay, but not great. In the early stages of the recovery, manufacturing was leading growth. We had a pickup in consumer demand. We had strong business investment. But as business investment growth has slowed, then we've seen manufacturing soften. So it's still expanding, but not at the same pace as it was in 2009 and 2010.
But we did have Chrysler selling a lot of cars and trucks in May. That news was out this morning. The company said that sales are up 11% higher than many people expected.
Yes, we have seen a good recovery in vehicle sales over the past few years. The April number was a little soft, about 14.9 million units at an annual pace, and I'd expect to see a pickup when we get the May numbers today. But I do think that the big run-up in motor vehicle sales and production is over. So a few years ago, sales fell to about 9 million at an annual pace. They've since recovered. In the first part of 2013, they were running at about 15.3 million units, and I'd expect them to stay at roughly that pace in the near term. So not big gains anymore in vehicle production, which means that the big job gains we saw in vehicle manufacturing are likely slowed, and we won't see much job growth there.
This will sound a little bit like one of those dancing on the head of a pin baseball stats, but did you see, Gus, somebody figured out that this is the 38th month in a row that Chrysler could say that sales were up compared to last year.
Yeah, I mean, Chrysler obviously, I think, has been the hardest hit among vehicle manufacturers, and other manufacturers are seeing gains too, but I don't think that we'll see those gains won't persist in terms of a year-over-year basis much longer going forward.
All righty. Gus Fauché, PNC Financial, thank you.
Thank you.